10 years ago today, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents raided a textile plant in New Bedford, Massachusetts. They detained hundreds of workers. The governor at the time, Deval Patrick, said the raid led to a humanitarian crisis for families. A video posted on YouTube after the raid shows a sick baby in the arms of Glorabel Mota, one of the volunteers who came to New Bedford to help.
The mom is detained, was taken. The baby hasn't drunk, is dehydrated, has a fever, cried all night, and now we'll go into the emergency room to see what can be done.
The raid stemmed from an investigation into a Defense Department contractor that had hired people without work permits. From member station WBUR, Simone Rios reports the raid disrupted many lives and galvanized a community.
Under the cover of darkness on a freezing March morning, 300 ICE agents headed out for New Bedford. They would raid a factory and arrest 361 immigrants in the country illegally, as well as the people who hired them.
You talk about humanitarian. We covered every base.
Bruce Folkart was special agent in charge of Homeland Security investigations in New England, the top ICE official overseeing the raid. Families were broken up, but Folkart says ICE did what it could to prevent the kids of factory workers from being left alone.
We worked with DSS. We worked with public safety. We worked with the New Bedford Police Department. We worked with the New Bedford School Department. Our concern was we did not want to have children coming home to empty houses.
With tens of millions of dollars of Defense Department contracts, Michael Bianco Incorporated made gear for American soldiers, like knapsacks and vests. Folkart says the raid was a matter of critical infrastructure, and the order to arrest everyone who did not have papers came from the highest levels of government. 10 years after the Bianco raid, several workers discussed their grievances with one of New Bedford's 24 fish factories. It's a weeknight, and they're meeting at the Centro Comunitario Trabajadores, or Community Workers Center, a group founded in the aftermath of the raid.
The Community Workers Center is like a fruit of the attack against us. With every attack, something new is created.
Adrian Ventura heads the center that caters to workers from Central America. He says something fundamental changed with the raid.
What has changed since the Bianco raid is that many of the workers now know their rights. Many now fight for their benefits.
Some refer to the Bianco raid as a community-wide trauma, with effects still felt today. But it also brought people together. Ondine Sniffen was the first immigration attorney on scene after the raid. She says more people are willing to stand up for immigrants today.
I think that gives the immigrant community some hope that before another raid like Michael Bianco happens, more people are aware and there will be a greater outcry.
Sniffen says her practice in New Bedford is getting flooded with calls from people afraid of what's coming from the Trump administration. One person desperate to know is Maria del Carmen Villeda. Of the 361 Bianco workers who were arrested, Villeda was one of about 150 who attorneys estimate were deported.
This is why I went to the embassy, to get a visa, but I was denied.
After several family members were killed, Villeda snuck back into the U.S. and turned herself in to authorities to apply for asylum. She's back in New Bedford, with a government tracking monitor around her ankle she's been wearing for a year and a half. Now Villeda has little recourse but to pray. Donald Trump will embrace policies to help her people.
We'll see what happens with this new president. I hope God touches his heart.
We'll see what happens with the new president, Villeda says. I hope God will touch his heart. For NPR News, I'm Simone Rios in Boston.